You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community, presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 427, covering week 33, August 11 to 17, 2025. Handbrake 1.10.0, a tool for multi-threaded transcoding of video files from one format to another, has been released. The program is available both as a command line version and with a GUI interface. The project code is written in C using the GTK4 library on Linux and .NET desktop runtime on Windows, and is distributed under the GPL license. Binary builds are prepared for Linux as Flatpak, macOS, and Windows. The program can transcode video from Blu-ray/DVD discs, copies of video_TS directories, and any files whose format is supported by the LibAV format and LibAV codec libraries from FFmpeg. The output files can be output in WebM, MP4, and MKV. The following codecs can be used for video encoding: AV1, H.266, H.265, H.264, MPEG-2, VP8, VP9, and Theora. And for audio, AAC, MP3, AC3, FLAC, Vorbis, and Opus. Additional functions include bitrate calculator, preview during encoding, image resizing and scaling, subtitle integrator, a wide range of conversion profiles for specific types of mobile devices. Redis 8.2 DBMS has been published, which belongs to the NoSQL class of database systems. Redis provides functions for storing data in the key/value format, extended by support for structured data formats such as lists, hashes, and sets, as well as the ability to execute Lua script handlers on the server side. The project code is written in C and is distributed via AGPL v3 license. Redis DBMS supports transactions, which allows you to execute a group of commands in one step, guaranteeing consistency and sequence of the execution of a given set of commands, and in case of problems, allows you to roll back changes. All data is fully cached in RAM. Client libraries are available for most popular languages, including Perl, Python, PHP, Java, Ruby, and TCL. Two storage modes are supported: periodic data synchronization to disk and maintaining a change log on disk. In the second case, complete safety of all changes is guaranteed. You can organize master-slave data replication to several servers carried out in a non-blocking mode. The bcachefs file system will be removed from the main Linux kernel tree. Despite its technical merits and active development, the project's fate has been complicated by a protracted conflict between its author, Kent Overstreet, and the leading maintainers of the virtual memory and file systems subsystems. The conflict between Kent and a number of key maintainers has been going on for several years. According to those involved, it is not so much about technical issues or violations of kernel development procedures, but rather about a loss of trust. A recent dispute over whether the journal_rewind function was a bug fix or a new functionality was the last straw. And Linus Torvalds has stated outright that a long-term demonstration of constructive work with other maintainers is needed to restore trust. CodeWeavers has released the Crossover 25.1 package based on Winecode and designed to run programs and games written for the Windows platform. CodeWeavers is one of the key participants in the Wine project, sponsors its development, and returns to the project all the innovations implemented for its commercial products. The source code of the open components of Crossover 25.1 can be downloaded on their website. In the new version, issues with Electronic Arts and Ubisoft launchers have been resolved, issues with game controllers have been resolved, including improved compatibility with Xbox and 8-bit Pro controllers, the game compatibility database has been updated to provide the necessary settings, issues with downloading games from Steam when MSync is enabled have been fixed, as well as issues when connecting to Steam, issues connecting to an Outlook account in Office 365 have been fixed, and the stability of MS Office 2016 on Linux has been improved. Hunix 17.4 is now available. It provides guaranteed anonymity, security, and protection of private information. The distribution is based on Debian GNU Linux and uses Tor. The project's code is distributed under the GPL v3 license. Virtual machine images in .ova format for the VirtualBox are available for download, which can be converted for use with the KVM hypervisor. Hunix-Workstation comes with the XFCE user environment by default. The package includes programs such as VLC, Tor Browser, Pigeon, etc. The Hunix-Gateway package includes a set of server applications, including Apache HTTPD, Nginx, and IRC servers that can be used to organize the operation of hidden Tor services. It is possible to forward tunnels over Tor for Freenet, I2P, John Donham, SSH, and VPN. If desired, the user can use Hunix-Gateway and connect their regular systems, including Windows, through it, which allows for anonymous access for workstations already in use. NVIDIA has published the release of the NVIDIA proprietary driver 580.76.05, the first stable release of the new 580.76 branch. The driver is available for Linux, ARM64, x86-64, FreeBSD, x86-64, and Solaris, x86-64. NVIDIA 580.x became the 11th stable branch after NVIDIA open-sourced its kernel-level components. The sources for the kernel modules NVIDIA.ko, NVIDIA-DRM.ko, NVIDIA-Mode Set.ko and NVIDIA-UVM.ko from the new NVIDIA branch, as well as the common non-OS specific components they use, are hosted on GitHub. The firmware and user space libraries, such as the CUDA, OpenGL, and Vulkan stacks, remain proprietary. The release of the main branch of Nginx 1.29.1 has been published, in which the development of new features continues. The stable branch 1.28.x continues to be supported, and only changes related to the elimination of serious errors and vulnerabilities are made. The stable branch 1.30 will be formed shortly based off the main branch 1.29.x. The project code is written in C and distributed under the BSD license. The August consolidated update of KDE Gear Applications 25.08 was presented. The set contains releases of 249 programs, libraries, and plugins. Information about the availability of live builds with the new releases of applications can be found on their webpage. New versions of individual applications can be downloaded from the FlatHub and Snapcraft catalogs. Barry Koller has published the EasyOS 7.0 distribution, which combines Puppy Linux technologies with the use of container isolation to launch system components. The distribution is managed through a set of graphical configurators developed by the project. LibreElect 12.2 is presented. The user interface is based on the Kodi Media Center. Images for working from a USB drive or SD card are prepared for download for 32 and 64-bit x86, Raspberry Pi 2, 3, 4, and 5, various ROC chip devices, and Allwinner and Amlogic chips. With LibreElect, you can turn any computer into an easy-to-use media center. To get a fully operational environment, simply download LibreElect to a flash drive. The user does not need to worry about keeping the system up to date. The distribution uses a system of automatic download and installation of updates activated when connected to the internet. It is possible to expand the functionality of the distribution through a system of add-ons that are installed from a separate repository developed by the project developers. The Shotcut 25.08 video editor has been published. Support for video and audio formats is implemented via FFmpeg. You can use plugins with the implementation of video and audio effects compatible with Fryor and LadSpa. Shotcut features include the ability to multitrack editing with the composition of video from fragments in various source formats without the need for preliminary import or recoding. There are built-in tools for creating screencasts, processing images from a web camera, and receiving streaming video. The code is written in C++ using the Qt framework and is distributed under the GPL v3 license. Ready-made builds are available as AppImage, Flatpak, and Snap. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.